Lena.
Good morning, everyone.
It's
so wonderful to be in the presence of God today. Just to say that the words and the scriptures that have been read really overcome my heart so much this morning. And I want to talk about us together as a family of God.
Brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us that we were dead in our sins. But God, because of His great mercy, He raised us up from the dead and placed us into His kingdom. So this morning we are sitting here, you and I, being the child of God. So I really pray that today you will leave this place knowing that you are the child of God. Because you know, if you don't know who you are in Christ, everything can sweep you away. But my prayer is to know that I am the child of God. And I belong to this family. There is the song that many years ago was sung by Lex Lizidis, I think. It says, this is the church. The passion of God's Son. He says, here I fix my eyes and my hand. I cannot turn away. Brothers and sisters, this is the church. This is the family of God. You and I have been added to this family. As we had lots of encouragement this morning, that we need to walk step by step with the Holy Spirit. We sang earlier that God brings an orphan to be a son and a daughter. You and I, salvation didn't belong to us. Because you and I are Gentiles. Jesus is the Jew. And salvation came first to the Jew. You and I were orphans. But God, because of His great mercy, as I said, He saved us and added us into His family. Can we open our Bibles from the book of Romans chapter 8?
Ha buile Bible tsa rona bukeng ya ba Roma gaolo bo gobedi.
I am going to read from verse 14.
Ke tlo bala go tswa temaneng ya re shumele metso emene.
Until verse 17.
Go fihlella gaolo ya re shumele metso e supileng. Temaneng ya re shumele metso supileng.
Here Paul speaks of us that we need to put to death the works of the flesh. Because we are no longer the people who need to live by the flesh. Because Christ Himself live in us. So there is no longer you and I are living, but Christ Himself live in us and through us. So we need to put to death the works of the flesh. So let us read
verse
14. It says, dear friends, I'm reading from New Living Translation. That is one I'll read and just translate. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. For if you live by its dictates, you will die. But if through through the power of the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature.
You will live.
For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful. Again. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba Father. For the Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are His children, we are His heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs and heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share His glory, we must also share His sufferings. Brothers and sisters, when a child is adopted to a family, automatically that child have all the rights of the children of that household. So you and I, when Jesus adopted us into His family, whatever belongs to Him belongs to us. Jesus willingly give us His inheritance. And He Himself, He calls us His brothers and sisters. God choose you to become part of this family. You have the equal rights as Jesus have. The authority that Jesus have, you have it. That's what He says in His word, that the authority from God, I also give it to you. So go and heal the sick and cast out the demons.
Brothers
and sisters, we are the children of the living God. We are no longer slaves to fear. The Spirit of Jesus who lives in us cast out all fears. So that you and I can walk in freedom to fulfill what God has got for us. There is this other song that I love, say, I'm no longer slave to fear. I am the child of God. It keeps on saying, your blood flows in my veins. It says, you knew me from my mother's womb. And you chose me. No one chose you. Jesus did that. When you come into the family, Jesus gives you a new name. In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, it says you are a chosen people, the royal priesthood, people belonging to God, the sheep of His own pastures, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of the darkness into His wonderful light. Again, in 1 John chapter 3, it says, how great is the love that the Father has lavished on us, that we should call the children of God. That's who we are. The Bible says the world doesn't know us because they didn't know Jesus. But we are the family of God. I love being among so many different nations. But I can still call you my brothers and sisters. What a privileged people we are. In January we were in Mokgotlong with Ntate Ntsimane and Mme Matsolo.
Ka Pherekgong re ne re le mane Mokgotlong ho Ntate Ntsimane le Mme Matsolo.
Mme Matsolo ka bo Mme Matsolo.
Matsolo.
Oh, sorry, Mme Matsolo. So when we get there, we felt like we are home.
Mme tsa re fitla mo ga ikutlwela ge le lapeng.
We are family together.
Ge le lapa mmogo.
And also, Jesus gives us His Holy Spirit. The Spirit is the one who's leading us to all truth. He is the one who's interceding for us, brothers and sisters. The Holy Spirit put the seal of God in our spirit that we are the children of God. The Holy Spirit helps us to testify to this dying world. Not fearing what is going to happen to us. I'm not saying the challenges are not there. I'm not saying the persecution is not there. But we don't rely to ourselves. We rely to the Holy Spirit. It's so amazing because this book of Romans was written by Paul. The guy who first persecuted the church. Paul, who wanted to stop what Jesus was doing. But let me say to you, he is the one who wrote all the epistles. And when you read them, we feel like, wow, Lord, thank you so
much.
We did not receive the spirit of
the spirit that brings us fear.
The spirit in us helps us to call Abba, Father.
Moya o ka ha re rona o go thusa gore re hoeletse re re Abba Ntate.
Again, our salvation, our sonship is secure in Jesus.
Me habe hore re be bara le pholo ya rona e tsireletsehile ho Jesu.
It's a done deal.
Ntho e phethile.
You won't add anything or minus anything, it's a done deal.
Okay, ke wa fukotsa ka bona ho eketsa ho phethela.
Our salvation is secure.
Pholoso ya rona e tshireletsehile.
But we find in our days that people, it's like they are not sure whether they are children of God or not.
Empa matatsingana wa fumana hore batho a ka ga bana bonnete rona ke bana ba modimo ka patshe.
Because now they look at God the way the prodigal son did to his father.
Ho bana jwale batadi ma ho modimo tsela yo mo gala hlaswala a sheba ntata ka yo.
You remember the story?
Le hopola palio.
The prodigal son said to his father, "Father, I want my inheritance and I want to go."
Mme le hlaswala lena lile la go ho ntata lona, ntate ke batla lefalaka mme ke batla.
Because you know, he was not sure whether I will get this or not. But the father has good plans in his heart for his children. We are like that nowadays. God, if you don't do 1, 2, 3 for me, I quit. We see the father as someone who needs only to provide for us. If things are not going our way, we choose another way. Can I say to you, brothers and sisters, there is no another way. There is no another way. It's Jesus, Him alone. You cannot add anything to Him. I said it doesn't matter what you are going through. He is still God. He is still enthroned. He loves you as His own. You have to believe it. I grew up on the farm as Ntate John. I never think that my father doesn't love me.
Me ke sa tsebe go ntate wa ka wa ngata.
I never doubt it.
Me ke sina qeyaqeyo.
On the farm during apartheid, life was so difficult.
The
farm that I grew up in, the girls were not supposed to go to school after standard 2, which is grade 4.
Grade 2.
Because after grade 4, you have to go and work.
If we
can only understand Africans and can speak it. But my father, my earthly father, stood firm.
I am at ease.
And he says to the owner of that farm, I want to work hard for you and bring my children into this mess of your farm. And because I think that owner of the farm, he needed someone who can say, no, you don't touch my children. And because my father stood firm, protecting me as an older daughter, I didn't go and work for him. I went to school as my father was desired. And the owner of the farm respect my father's wishes. If my father protect me in those years, brothers and sisters, what more about our father in heaven? What more about him loving you as his own? Maybe you are sitting here this morning. You didn't relate well with your earthly father. And now you can relate well with God. My prayer is that this morning in this conference, the Holy Spirit will put a seal in your heart. Because he's the only one who can do it. It can be preached on the pulpit. Brothers and sisters can encourage you. But if God doesn't put the seal in your heart, you won't understand it. In the family, we accept one another as we
are.
I've got 3 boys. I told them I'm going to speak about them this morning. My 3 boys are so different. You ask yourself, what's wrong with these boys? They are coming from here, all of them, but they are so different. Josh, when he was young, growing up, he wanted the thing his way all the time. And when you say, Josh, no, I don't want to talk about that, he'll go and play. After 2 minutes, he comes back. And when he comes back, he comes with another direction. And he will be like, Mom, I understand, but what if we do it this way? And I keep on saying to Josh, no, I don't think so, my boy. But Elvis is totally different.
Elvis,
he's happy about everything. When I said, Elvis, this is what needs to happen, okay, Mom, Kolani is different as well. He will say yes to you, but he will never do what you ask him to do. And I will be so frustrated and asking that they say, what's wrong with these boys? If you raise up boys, we can say big
amen.
They are so different. But you know what? I love them. It doesn't matter. I love them. They are my own children. God has blessed them to us and myself and Sam. We are like that in the family of God. We are different. We do things that others feel like,
this one is a bit cheeky.
Kapokana kotseding ubuan to go bare mupuluso
chozalo. Sometimes we say things and we hear people saying, are the Christians saying these things?
But you know what? He's my brother, he's my sister, it's fine. What we need to do is to dig out gold in one another's life. And look at us and look at others the way Jesus sees them. Can I help you? Didn't die for anyone here. How are you going to die for anyone here?
So you didn't die for anyone here.
But Jesus did.
Even
if I can feel like I don't want to be close to Matapelo anymore because now he hates me most of the time. But you know what? God doesn't look at Matapelo like that. So we have to change the way we see one another. I like the world, the way they see us as children of God. If I sin, maybe they won't say someone from the Dihlabeng church did this. They will say Christians did this. If they saw someone in the tavern and drunk, they will say Christians are drinking alcohol with us at the taverns. You know what? Even if we can try to say, no, you haven't seen me at the tavern. If one of your family members are at the tavern, you are there as well. That's the way the world sees us. That's why here Paul is saying, put to death the works of the flesh. Because whatever I am doing wrong or right is affecting you all. In verse
17,
brothers and sisters, I am going to talk about something that I felt God put strongly in my heart when I was preparing my message. You know, we need to know that in a family, we are not the same. We need to understand that we do things differently. But hey, we are still brothers and sisters. Until Jesus calls us home. Or until he comes and fetches change. We need to stood together. We need to protect one another. You might think I don't need Topsy in my life. Let me tell you, you need me. It doesn't matter how weak I am, how foolish I am. You need me. I also need you. We are family. Me too. But brothers and sisters, there is a cost. Jesus died on that cross.
Jesu ile a shwa sefapanong seo.
To bring us back to the Father. Jesus laid down his life for you and me.
Jesu ile a beya bophelo ba gae fatshe bakeng sa ka lowe.
We need to do the same.
Re lokela re tse so tshwanang.
Lay down your life for your brothers and sisters.
Re bela ne maphelo a rona fatshe.
That's the cost of following Jesus.
Ke yona tseo ya go latela Jesu.
In verse 17 it says, now that we are the children of God, we are heirs of the promise and co-heirs with
Christ.
Listen to this. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may share in his glory. If you want to share in Jesus' glory, we need to be willing to share in his suffering. Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but what I heard in the news and from other people, the Church of God is going through tough time at the moment. There is persecution from everywhere. Brothers and sisters are being killed for their faith. People have been put to jail because of Jesus. We are so privileged as South Africans, because now we can talk about Jesus everywhere. We can go in hospitals and lay hands on the people. We can tell everyone on the street that Jesus is alive, and we won't be in any problem. It's not like that with other brothers and sisters. When they are proclaiming this lovely gospel of salvation, they put their lives at risk. I don't know which lady was reading that scripture about Elijah this morning. She ends up the encouragement by saying, Jesus, we are willing to take risk for you. Are we willing to take risk for the kingdom of God? Are we willing this morning to say, Jesus, here I am. Use me wherever you want me. Are we willing to step out of our comfort zones and to go in the nations where Jesus has never proclaimed and risking your own life for him? There is cost when you want to follow Jesus. Few years ago, there were brothers and sisters, I can't remember whether they were from Syria. I think that video went viral. Maybe some of you did saw it. Those brothers and sisters were slaughtered like cows, proclaiming that Jesus is king. But you know what I love about this gospel? The more people are persecuting us, the more people go into jail for it, the more people are being killed because of this gospel, the gospel is going to the ends of the world. It doesn't matter how, but it goes. Because that's the plan of God, that every human being has to hear the name Jesus. And Jesus will do it. He did it in Paul's time. He's still doing it now. In verse 18 of this same chapter, Paul is saying again, I consider that our present suffering are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed through us.
Ha tshwane le What are
you facing this morning, brothers and sisters? What are you dealing with this morning? I pray that sufferings and persecution and challenges won't take you away. I pray that whatever we are going through in this world will bring us closer to the Father. Brothers and sisters, He is a good, good Father. That's who He is. And you are loved by Him. That's who you are. We are singing that song. So our sufferings,
it's just for a temporary time. They are just for temporary.
It won't compare to what is coming. What is coming is greater. And the world is waiting eagerly for the sons of God. Can you talk like that girl who was bringing the word that, Lord, I'm willing to take risk? If you
want to
share in His glory, let's share in His sufferings. Jesus Himself said to us in John 16:33,
He
said, in this world, you will have many troubles, but take heart, I've overcome the world. What a privileged people we are. The things that we are facing on a daily basis. Jesus said, take heart, I've overcome the world. So you and I are running free because Jesus has won the price for us. Paul encouraged us on Thursday. He says, let us throw away whatever hinders us. Brothers and sisters, there is a cost on following Jesus. But we need to operate from the position of being a son and a daughter. Knowing that what I cannot handle, my Father will sort it out for me. What a good position to be in.
It's such a wonderful place to be.
If I can solve any problems for my boys, I know my Father in heaven can do that. Even if I don't understand them, but God does. We need to operate from that position. Knowing that when I come to my Father, say, Father, Abba Father, Abba Father, He is listening to me. We need to have that relationship of a father and his or her, his own child. Not doubting anything about him. Because his love is complete for us. And know that he loves you. Maybe you are here this morning. Because of the problems of this world, you choose the other way. You went on saying, Father, I think you don't have any answer for this. Can I solve it myself? I have tried, honestly. Maybe it's something.
That when sometimes God takes time to respond or answer, I also thought I can do something.
But can I say to you, you put yourself in a position where we will be miserable. And you will open the door for the enemy to come and accuse you. You will open the door for the enemy to come and question your identity in him. Even if you can go away and do your things, can I say to you, Jesus still loves you? Even if you might say,
You know that thing of them, I used to like it, but it doesn't work for me. But Jesus can deny you. Jesus can't deny you that you don't know. Be careful that he has bought us with his
blood.
On that
cross, when he was breathing his last breath, he said, "Father, it is finished." When he was purchasing you and me back to the Father, so that we can be with him forever. And Jesus also gave us this guarantee that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He is our brother. He knows what you are going through. He knows your weaknesses. You don't have to perform when you are with him. He knows you deep down. You can pretend when you are with people, not with him. He knows you. But he loves you anyway. You are his own child. I believe Jesus wants to say to us this morning, regions beyond for him, for one another, and for the nations. I believe he wants to say to us as family together, can you take risk for me? Can you go and tell the world that I'm coming back? Can you go and tell those people that I am alive? Are you willing to lay down your life for your brothers and sisters this morning? And believing that God is in control. He is our good Father. In verse 37 of the same passage, Paul listed all the sufferings that we are facing and hardships. But he says, in all these things, can I say that again? It doesn't matter what you are going through. As the child of God, in all these things, you are more than the conquerors through Christ who loves you. You are not a conqueror, you are more than that. And nothing will separate us from the love of the Father. Can we ask God even this morning that, Father, forgive me when I didn't trust you? Forgive me, Father, when I did things that I was not supposed to do. Please, Father God, restore to me the joy of my salvation. Lord God, please forgive me when I try to do things my way, forgetting that you are in control, so that we can go out there and claim our inheritance. He is alive. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He loves us so much. We are his own children. Amen.